Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime coming at you for the next 2 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Josh Stackhouse, Davis Rangy, the Smoky Grays are back. And they look like they are here to stay for a while. Over the next 3 or 4 years, Tennessee's going to be releasing a new Smoky Gray. So we're going with the traditional Smoky Gray for this upcoming season. Next year, they're going to have a new release. A new release the year after that. A new release the year after that. And that's going to be really pivotal in probably getting recruits because, for whatever reason, recruits like uniforms. They like uniforms. They don't care about the team. They just like uniforms. That's a lie. But it does add some swagger to your team. And if it's going to help us in recruiting, by all means, do it. I don't care what they're wearing anymore. Just bring me guys that can win. Already got the phones popping. Let's go right to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. TJ, the Kentucky fan, is up first. What's up, TJ?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Doing good.
Good. Hey, first off, I just want to say I really do enjoy your show. You know, I mean, being a Kentucky fan, I know you guys are fans of Tennessee show, but you guys are some good dudes, and I genuinely enjoy listening in every night, and I appreciate all that you do.
Yeah. Appreciate you, TJ.
I genuinely appreciate that, TJ. You made my day. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you know, real quick, I said this to one of my Tennessee friends when you guys hired Josh Heupel last year. You look at where he's coming from. You look at where your athletic director is coming from. And you look directly at UCF. And they probably have 20 to 30 uniform combinations. So this, to me, even being a Kentucky fan, is not a surprise that Josh Heupel and your athletic director is doing this with the Smoky Grays.
I mean, it's not a surprise at all. I mean, it was not going to happen under Philip Fulmer. That's that was proven early on. And Jeremy Pruitt, I mean, he didn't even go with a double stripe down the pants. I mean, we were using the same uniforms, not using the same ones, but using the same design as what we used in the late 90s, early 2000s, before Adidas made us start wearing that ugly wide orange stripe all the way up the jersey. And, you know, we just tried to go back to that because that's what Fulmer wanted. And, yeah, look at where it's got us.
And, you know, I've had to hear it from Westchester for quite some time. But I heard today he said that Kentucky was going to win 4 games this year. Now,
He also said that Tennessee was going to win only, what?
6. 6? He said 6-6. So
here's my thing with that. Even the most brightest Tennessee fan can look at Kentucky's schedule and know that they have probably 6 wins right off the bat and could probably win at least 2 or maybe 3 more. And, you know, I hate Tennessee. I'm going to say it. I grew up in Tennessee. I can't stand the orange. I can't stand the Rocky Top. When it becomes game day, Tennessee versus Kentucky, there is no team I want to beat more other than Tennessee and Loserville. But I'll say this. I, looking at the schedule, see 9 wins for both Tennessee and Kentucky. And that Halloween game in Neyland Stadium, Tennessee and Kentucky, is going to determine who finishes second in the SEC East. I've said it all year. I'll keep saying it. That game.
Well, TJ, also, if Georgia has a down year, you're going to be looking at who is going to be going to Atlanta at that point.
I 100% believe that. I mean, Ball State, Pittsburgh, Akron, Florida, right there, that's 4 wins in my book. I think your offense can put up enough points to beat those teams. You look at Kentucky, Miami, Florida, Youngstown, Northern Illinois. That's 4 wins right there, in my opinion. The big games that are in week 5 is at LSU for Tennessee and at Ole Miss for Kentucky. And I think the winners of those games has a head up in the East, not talking about Georgia, but between those two teams, you're looking at those teams being either 4-1 or 5-0 after week 5. And that's going to be pivotal for that week 7 matchup. And I cannot wait. You guys have a great show, fellas.
Appreciate it, TJ. Let's keep it rolling. Go to Philly. What's up, Phil?
My name is Jack Snake.
Philly!
How you stacking the Moors though?
Living the dream, Phil. A little hungry.
Well, I'm getting a little tired of this Kentucky Sports Network every damn show on a Tennessee radio station, you know?
Well, Phil, the reason he calls us is because Matt Jones isn't going to give him any airtime, and if you heard the clip that we played yesterday, that guy's an idiot. So, I mean, he wants to hear real radio. He wants to hear real sports, so I guess we're the only place he can get it.
Well, I mean, Winchester's right. They're just going to win 4 games. Tennessee's a loss. Ole Miss is a loss. Mississippi State's a loss. Florida's lost. Georgia's lost. What's their record then?
They're 5-7.
Yeah. There you go. At the particular Kentucky or Ken Luck here, whatever you want to call them.
Did you see the prediction that SEC Network put out yesterday for Kentucky? Because they predicted Tennessee to go 10-2.
Really?
They predicted Kentucky to go 11-1 with their only loss to Tennessee.
Yeah, beating Georgia, too. Yeah, dude, blew my mind.
That might have been the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Their schedule's super weak, though. I haven't seen something that weak in a long time. I looked at it in that picture, and it just blew my mind.
Where does Kentucky play Georgia? At Kentucky?
It's at home versus, in Lexington.
That might be close for a half, and Georgia will beat them like this last time they went up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Phil, it's one of those things, too. Everyone wants to brag about how good Will Levis is, but, I mean, you got to look at how many interceptions he threw last year. Yeah, he had touchdowns. He had a lot of interceptions.
I think like 14 interceptions, I think.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so much for old Kentucky. You know, my old Kentucky home where all the meth breathers are at. You know?
Did you just say meth breathers?
Yeah. All the coal miners up there, they get laid off. They take meth, right?
Well, Phil, it's just like this guy that they sent to speak to us at Campbell County High School He was from Kentucky. And he looked at us. Nobody's paying attention to this guy. We kind of felt bad for him because he's mispronouncing the word vomit. He was pronouncing it vomic. And he looked at us to get our attention. And he said, I've been there. I've been at that point in my life. And you don't want to be at the point in your life when you're picking pills at your vomit. Phil, it was the worst thing I'd ever heard in my life. But the thing is, that is the one thing from high school that has stuck with me up until right now. And I'm 27 years old.
Well, I mean, I'll admit Lexington's a good town to go to, though. I mean, they got a nice downtown area, you know, nice bars and everything. And
they got a bunch of good liquor, I know that.
They got some nice-looking women up there, but their football sucks.
Yeah, that ain't a lie.
I give credit for basketball. They're good in basketball.
I built that. Hey, before you go, Phil, don't hang up. Let me talk to you on the side, too. Westchester had a question for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Westchester on hold?
Yeah, he's got one in front of him, and then he'll be on. But he had a question he wanted me to ask you, so I have to do it.
Okay, well, we'll do that then. I just love Westchester. He's coming out of the closet. He's going wild now. He's dominating all the shows in 1340. And Russell flushes him every time. I don't understand that. Do you?
I don't, but I mean, I'm going to let Westchester do his thing because I love Westchester. He's been
good
to me.
Well, I mean, you questioned, but I understand why he did because he's kind of disrespectful to one of your panel members last week.
This is true, but I mean, Westchester's good to me on here. He's good to me in person. I have no problem with Westchester.
I mean, Westchester might have about 10, 12 beers, though. I mean, in their store.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Well, all right, go put me on hold then, and we'll see Westchester or whoever you got on there for him.
All right, appreciate it, Phil. Let's keep it rolling and go to Chris. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm not sure who's more entertaining to listen to, a drunk Phil, which he was not tonight, or a triggered bear.
Oh, definitely a triggered bear.
Bear was on flush mode. He flushed me, but my phone ended.
Why did he flush you?
Because, you know, I'm talking about tradition, and I like the smoky grays, and I asked Bear, I'm 46, and my dad used to have that old jock strap that wrapped around your whole butt. Completely exposed aspect. He had one of those. He didn't like that too much.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, here's the thing. You know, I'm all about tradition. I actually, you know, found a jersey today that was made by Sports Bell from 1992 for $10, brand new. I bought it. And, man, I'm not going to lie. I like these big numbers. I'd like to see them come back. But, I mean, you got to do what's going to get you the best recruits. And when you bring them in, they need to see something flashy. They need to see something fresh. And that's what the Smoky Grays do.
I love the gray. I'm 46, and I love the gray uniforms. The black ones,
maybe a black helmet would have made those look a little bit better.
Really,
maybe.
Dude, I love the black ones, man. Bear said the same thing last show. He wasn't too big a fan of those, man. I love the way the black uniforms looked. It made the orange pop.
I thought the gray ones with the little mountains on the helmet, I just thought those were awesome.
You know, the only thing that can make that jersey better is, you know how like the shoulders are a darker gray, almost like a black than what the body of it is. If they did a black outline on the orange number, made that pop a little bit.
That wouldn't be nice. But do y'all know the jock strap I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the one that they made us all wear in karate when we were 5 and 6 years old.
Whoever came up with those, my dad used to wear them playing softball. I was like, good Lord, I really got to look at your butt hanging out while you're getting dressed. I was like 7 years old.
It's a petrifying moment, man.
Oh, one more thing, talking about former not wanting to, you know, change anything. Well, you know, rumors, you know, Pruitt went to him, you know, to try to get on the helmet, a skull can or a piece of cornbread, but Fulmer denied it. All right, love the show. See you.
Appreciate it, Chris. All righty. Stack, we got Westchester still. Let's get him on. What's up, Westchester? And we have lost Westchester.
He's here. Hush, hush, hush. There you go, Westchester. Sorry. I was
there he
to
is.
Phil
What's up, Westchester?
Phil,
I'm
call
good,
back.
You're good.
I was in the middle of asking him a question, Westchester, and you cut me off. And I'm just kidding.
No, you're fine. I appreciate you doing that for me. Jake, I apparently you're away. Who's driving you home tonight?
Who's driving me?
Yeah.
Me, myself, and I.
Okay. Has the Davy Hudson White Claw been replenished already and you've been into that? Cause
only on Saturdays.
I thought I heard you say that Georgia could be down and Tennessee and Kentucky could contend for the East this year.
I'm just saying that's a possibility. I didn't say it would happen. I'm just looking at what all they've lost on defense. Yeah, I know they got a lot of talent to replenish it, but the thing is, those guys have not taken the same reps that these other guys have taken. That was my point I was trying to make.
No, I get that. I get that. That's actually not that crazy.
Something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah. I want you to know I had an epiphany between shows today, and just a little teaser. My next song is in progress.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Bring me that beauty, Westchester.
Can you call into the drive and sing the D-Generation X theme song for Bear? Since he apparently hates DX.
I don't think I know it. I don't remember it.
Break it down.
Maybe I'll say that when the next time I call. I call tomorrow, it'll be the first thing I say. Break it down. I gave Bear an excuse to flush me today to make him feel better, and he didn't take it, and I was kind of surprised. But, you know, some days, you know, that's why we all love Bear. He flushes you when you're not expecting it and does it when you do, so. We all love the Bear.
We do.
But, I was really happy to say that the drive went completely off the rails in the last half hour, and I had nothing to do with it this time. I am innocent.
You are innocent this time.
Yeah, that's rare.
It is true.
Usually I got a little something to do with
it. Suspect number one, usually, yeah.
It was either when I was on, I think I derailed the show a few times. Westchester, you remember the Sloppy Joe incident?
Oh, yeah.
When it was an argument of whether or not you should put cheese on a Sloppy Joe, and then they find out that I put cheese on my oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah, I still haven't tried that yet.
Hey, man, it tastes like trail mix. That's the best way for me to describe it.
American or cheddar or what?
Oh, no, just
I can't remember.
Kraft American single. Just slap that baby on there cold.
All right. Like double decker it or single?
No, single. Single.
Mm. Oh, well, all right. You know, I'm open to some new food things. We'll try it.
And it's not going to be something that you crave every day, but it's going to be something that you taste, and it's like, I'm shocked that this is good. I might do it in the future. I won't do it every day, but I'm shocked at how this actually tastes.
It's like the burger hamburger. I'm sorry, the donut hamburger. I was actually speaking of hamburgers. I wanted to transition to this. I learned recently that the former best hamburger place in Nashville closed during the pandemic, and I was
what? No.
Yes. Did we argue about Rotier's not being the best hamburger place in
they
Nashville?
They closed?
Yeah.
No way. I think my mom told me about this closing, actually, while I'm sitting here.
Their landlord raised their rent, and they wouldn't do it.
Makes sense. That's how Nashville's going, just ruining itself.
Jake, it is. So you remember, we'll get to that in a second. Jake, if you've never been to Rotier's, their famous thing is the next time you want hamburger, you want to cook a hamburger. Oh. Make sure you go to the grocery store that same day and get you some fresh French or Italian, if you can't find it, preferably French bread, and use that as your bun.
Oh, I do French bread all the time with that stuff, man.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to eat, but dang, it's worth it. When I saw that video of Nashville where that chick was so drunk that she couldn't even stand up and walk, and like people just walking by her like, oh, we're used to this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's kind of a shame because I feel like Nashville kind of asked for it. They kind of got what they had coming to them, but with all their reputation, somehow. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying Broadway's a nightmare, man. It's just it's nonstop too. It's crazy.
Well, it's because Nashville has turned into the Myrtle Beach of Middle Tennessee. Nothing there is authentic anymore. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I'm not opposed to people getting drunk. I'm not. I'm the last person to tell people not to get drunk. I'm just saying,
when it's obnoxious people,
if you can't hold your liquor, don't do it in public. And if you know you can't hold your liquor, have a friend with you who knows you can't hold your liquor that's going to take care of you. Like, there's some fundamental rules here. Like, I'm not gonna turn anti-Greek, but that's the one thing I respect about the Greek life is they take care of each other.
Hey, man. We always kept each other in check. If we knew that someone was getting out of hand, we got them in a car where somebody could drive and got them back to the house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it went, man. We didn't let anybody get embarrassed.
And that was the days before Uber, you know? It wasn't that tough.
Yeah.
I don't think
Uber was around when I was in school, actually.
No, it wasn't. And, it kills me that all these professional athletes and stuff getting these, every league has a car service.
Yeah.
You know, and if you get pulled over and you're an athlete, you're not going to sign an autograph and get out of it. Somebody's making their day. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get some, I don't care what city in the country, and you're going to get some officer that's going to make his career off of your DUI.
I arrested Marshawn Lynch.
Just for a story.
Yeah, that's the most recent one, right? Where he got yanked out of the car in Vegas.
Yeah, he's probably the most recent one. What is it with Vegas, man?
A terrible place. It's a great place, but it is a horrible, horrible place.
Vegas is kind of like, Vegas is one of those places I won't go if I don't have someone to keep me in check. Between the gambling and the free booze, I got
one good friend that you know is just completely the most responsible person on the earth. Yeah. 100%.
Imagine sending me and Westchester to Vegas with no supervision for a week.
Safe.
One of us is going to be in jail.
I haven't gone to Vegas.
On the way out, I'll end with this one. A friend bails you out of jail, a good friend sitting there next to you going, man, that was fun, wasn't it? See you guys. Have a good show.
Appreciate it, Westchester. All right, stay with us. Fan Run Radio, Overtime continues. Back with more right after this. Welcome back. Overtime continues. Go right back to the Big Orange Phillies hotline. ZR is up next. What's up, ZR?
What's up, guys? You think Kentucky's ever going to win anything again? I mean,
no.
Rick Barnes
He rules in Tegu. Would you not agree with that?
Yeah, and Rick Barnes is not good in the postseason. You got a guy that underachieves in the postseason, and he is constantly just beating them all the time. He owns Kentucky.
He does, and if he was coaching football, he'd own him in football too, would he not?
I mean, you could roll me and you out there.
I own him now in football because what is that coach over there? I can't remember his name.
Josh Heupel.
Who?
Josh Heupel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. He even owns him, doesn't he?
It took him 1 year. It took him one game.
Dang. Unbelievable. Guys, what's going to happen when we kick off the season? Who's going to win first game?
We're going to beat Ball State. Tennessee's a 31.5-point favorite going into that game. I think we are a 4-point favorite right now at Pitt. So they're basically giving Pitt 3 points because they're the home team. So, ZR, look for an interesting start to the season.
A fast start.
Who's going to be in the lead when Florida game, when we play Florida? Who's going to win that game?
If Florida has one injury, ZR, Tennessee's going to win that game, and it's going to feel like Johnny Majors is on the sideline. It's going to be 45-3.
Guys, it don't matter who's on the sideline. It don't matter who Florida doesn't play. I mean, they can play their worst players. They're still going to win by 50 points. Would you not agree with that?
I don't agree. Not this year.
Why?
Because of how fast our offense plays, the style that it is. We finally got it together after the Florida game last year. Florida's under a new head coach who's already had to put out a Butch Jones letter to the fans. It's not looking good down in Gainesville right now.
No, I know, but when's the last time we beat Florida?
2016.
When's that?
2016.
When's the last time we beat Georgia?
2016.
When's the last time we beat Alabama?
2006.
Oh, my God!
Did we get a song today?
Yeah, no song.
Oh, we didn't get a song today.
We got a rooster call, though. I'll tell you that much.
Jumping back into the conversation of the uniforms, you know, like I was saying earlier, the rooster call.
I can't wait.
It's either a rooster call or is it a pig? He says, oink, oink.
Dude, look at you telling me the helmet's that bad? Like, these black jerseys look beautiful. That orange pops, man. I bet it's hot, though, to play.
Well, they almost look navy blue. Because of where the light's hitting them.
What month did we play South Carolina?
That was in October.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's not that hot. But I love the white helmet. I don't know, man. If you made it a black helmet, though, it'd be filthy. It'd be filthy, dude.
Now, what I would like to see, like I told you earlier, was a black outline on the smoky grays with the lighter color on the body. I think that would look a lot better than what we've got now. Granted, I don't think there's really much customization going on with this year's uniform. Davis, what are your thoughts?
So you want a black outline on the numbers?
Yes, a black outline on the lighter gray body.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I kind of like how the orange is, how just have a solid orange, how it pops with the smoky gray. Those are my favorite jerseys. I thought it was like fake at first when I saw it because I was leaving the gym and I saw it. When I got in the car and I was like, I checked and looked and I was like, fine. I'm so happy we're bringing them back, honestly.
I mean, I'm not surprised that we're bringing them back, though, because, I mean, Josh Heupel wants to be innovative. He wants, you know, to bring something new. He wants to bring flair. Now, the black uniforms, I'm pretty sure those were on order the year before, because usually you have to order them a year in advance in order to get them here. Yeah. And they, at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement, they wanted to bring in the black jerseys and they were going to donate the money to an organization locally. But obviously supply chain issues during COVID prevented that. And now we've reached a point where it's like, okay, we got these smoky grays. Let's use them. And then next year, let's do something better. And let's keep doing something different from here on out. Because in 2015, 2016, when was Nike's first year? 2015. They wanted to make Tennessee the Oregon of the Southeast. They wanted to make us everything that Oregon was in the Northwest and make us their premier school of the Southeastern Conference. And then it all got shut down in 2018.
I think with hype we have a chance to bring that kind of that idea back. I don't want to go off the rails though. I think that
I don't want any eggshell.
Well, you can't do too much with Tennessee because I think we kind of touched on this before, but like it's
you can do too much.
Yeah, and like with Alabama, like you know you can't do anything really to their uniforms because it's just like
they don't even have an alternate color.
Yeah, I don't think they even try. I don't even think uniforms matter down there, but I up here you have the ability.
I just don't want a new shirt.
What's that, Davis?
I just don't want a new jersey every single week. I just don't want a new jersey like every single weekend. Like I get
no,
a stack
I agree.
Sand.
Right. No, I agree with that.
We have to have like a traditional. We still have to have a traditional some type of, I guess, structure to the program.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of when we go all orange or we go all white. I think that is. I mean, because it looks so good, man. It's such a beautiful orange.
So
on the
all
field,
creamsicle or all
yeah,
white. Go
yeah,
Stormtrooper
yeah,
look
always,
almost.
Always, man. That's how I always play in Madden and stuff, too. Like, all my jerseys. I love the matching top and bottom. Davis, you still there?
Yeah, can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Thought you disconnected there for a second. But I do, man. That orange on orange look, dude. Oh, and the Nike cleats, it just looks really good. And then when you go all white, oh, my God, there's nothing in the world like a beautiful white uniform.
You know what would look good? We do it in baseball. A cream colored football jersey.
That's the idea is beautiful.
But here's what you do with
it.
You
don't
just
execute it though.
Here's how you do it. You know the Condor Tolloway era where you had the orange yoke on the shoulders.
I hate the way you said yolk. I don't like yolk.
It's
like
yoke. It's not a yolk. It's a yoke. Like, yolk is what's in an egg. Yolk is the shoulders on a jersey.
What?
Yeah, you never heard that?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
You just said that the shoulders on a jersey
yeah.
are called a yolk?
Yolk.
Why?
I don't know.
This is just not...
Probably somebody...
Why do you know that? I don't like... Sometimes you just... why would you know that? What a word to know.
I'm just telling you what it is. Anyway,
okay,
you execute
sorry.
The cream jersey by doing an orange yoke on the cream jersey with orange numbers, with orange pants.
I don't know,
yeah.
dude. Because like it would, I don't think it would look right on the on a football uniform. You could might get away. I take that back, dog. Because
you could do it.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at some baseball uniforms. Let me look at our baseball uniforms.
Look at Oregon State. They have a cream colored jersey. That'd be a good one to look at. And all the fuzz just went away. Great. Who we got, Stack?
Got our boy Danny Daniel.
All righty. Let's get him in. Back to the Big Orange Phillies hotline we go. Daniel is up next. What's up, Daniel?
How y'all doing this evening?
Doing good.
You know, I love everybody that hates the jerseys.
And why is that?
Because they act like a jersey wins a football game.
I agree
with
that.
If it ain't the block numbers and if it ain't Sports Bell making it, we ain't going to win a damn football game.
I mean, I'm a Tennessee fan from the day I was born to the day I die. The orange and white is our colors. There is nothing like it. But guess what? It is 2022, and there ain't nothing in our world the same. From you pick it, nothing in our world is like it was 10, 20 years ago. So that means that football is different. And if the kids like it, that's all that matters. If the recruits like it, it doesn't matter what me, a 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 year old individual likes. It's what the kids like and what will get them here.
I have to disagree with you that nothing is the same. There are two things that are the same: pizza rolls and Big Orange Barbershop in downtown La Follette. That place ain't ever changing.
I agree with you, Daniel, 100%. No, two uniforms is boring, man. You just can't say that. With the way football is and how fans are just so interactive with the sport, man, you have to do things for them and the kids on the field, man. The uniforms aren't just for the kids. I mean, people do love seeing the artistry of uniforms. Same thing with race, NASCAR, and all cars and sports. They all have different uniforms because it is. It's a different way to express your artistic abilities, and it does look good on a field.
I do. I really liked when the Smokey Grays came out. I think, like, and Jake, you said it a couple callers ago, if they take off that the gray on the shoulder pad and keep it like all one gray, that would be my change that I would make to those Smokey Grays. Otherwise, they're perfect in my opinion.
Yeah, I was just gonna say you just have to evolve like in every single thing. Yeah. Unless you're Alabama and you're the greatest dynasty in the history of sports, like even Georgia has alternate uniforms. So you just have to get with the times, I guess.
I mean, I don't know how Alabama hasn't had an alternate uniform yet. I mean, I get because they constantly win and win and win, so they don't have to do those gimmicks. But
didn't they have a Nike Pro Combat uniform, and it literally was nothing different than what it was?
Yo, they did.
Well, even Notre Dame had a different uniform, and they are as classic as tradition gets. I mean, they even had a different uniform that they threw, and now it fell flat on its face. But that's a story for another day.
So Notre Dame's uniforms, people are probably going to give me a lot of crap for this. I like the green jerseys that they roll out in sometimes.
Who?
Notre Dame.
I do too. Those are sweet.
What, those neon green ones that they
wear? No, like the mid-2000s, like Jimmy Clausen green.
You know, something else like that Davis hit on about adjusting. You know, Tennessee has been down for so long, and I think that a rebrand, not rebranding the whole, but like what they're doing is very on par, because you have to, like, in this world where we have not been relevant in, you know, a decade or two, and you know, Josh Heupel comes in and he wins, you know, very differently. It's against the norm. He comes in and scores tons of points with little defense, and he's having success, and we'll see how the success continues. But I think the rebranding of Tennessee is a way to put Tennessee back in the minds of and in the tongues of everybody talking about them. And you know, so be it if the uniform thing, and I mean, the whole idea that you're talking about Oregon, of Tennessee being the Oregon of the South for Nike, you know. Now everything has its, you know, there's too much of a good thing sometimes with all those uniforms. But I mean, there is a happy medium, and I think we got it. We just, you know, I mean, rebranding, I mean, maybe it's part of the process.
That it very well might be, and I mean, that's not just, you know, me blowing anything up. I mean, that's what that might be an actual quote from a Nike representative that was on staff back during that time. So, I mean, I get it, but I'm kind of, you know, the same way with Stack. I mean, you can do too much. Like, if it got to the point where you're seeing a different uniform every game, that would get old really quick.
And just here, because the orange is such a viable part of the uniform and just the culture.
Just don't do anything with the orange.
Yeah.
Keep the orange
agreed.
The way it is.
Agreed.
It just has to be the focal point of every uniform.
No, I totally get it. I love the orange. It's I'm a traditionalist at the end of the day. But you know, times they are changing, boys. Y'all have a good evening. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Daniel. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Back here on Overtime Fan Run Radio, and back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Talk to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Jake, what's going on?
Living the dream.
I hear you. Hey, I didn't know if you know. Did you know you've got a trucking company running around here somewhere? I didn't know you had your own trucking company. Is that something new to you?
Man, there are so many Jake Millers in this world, you would not believe.
I was on the road the other day. Jake Miller Construction Company or something. I was like, that's why Jake's so busy all the time. No wonder.
Well, it's funny because I'm actually in pool construction.
Yeah.
But no, like, there were two Jake Millers drafted on draft night in the MLB this past year as well. Both of them pitchers.
Long lost cousins, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. God, he hopes so.
Depending on their draft selection.
Yeah.
Hey, one of them went pretty high up. I mean, I might hit him up for some cash.
You said you went second round, huh?
Hey, how about that $1.5 million signing bonus? Yeah. I need some groceries.
I need $5,000. So that's it.
Throw your boy a couple of bones.
Right?
No, I was just calling in about the uniform deal here. I might be on the outside, but see, I love the black. I love the black. I just don't like the grays. I just don't like them.
I'm with you.
I love the black. I think the black just looks good with the orange. And maybe it's like a Halloween kind of thing, so maybe it's just kind of already there. And but the gray thing is just like, it just seems like,
like it could be black. It's so close to black. You're like, oh, it could just be a little bit better if it's a little bit darker. I'm 100% with you. I think these black ones blew the gray ones out of the water. That's my thing.
Well, and I think like when we switched from the Adidas Smoky Grays, which were a lighter gray, to the Nike ones, they almost looked black because they were that much darker.
Yeah. And if we're going to have two alternates, which I'm totally fine with, like do we need gray and black? I guess that's kind of the thing with me. Like, if we're going to do both of them, like, I don't even care if we have nine uniforms. I really don't care. But I'd like there to be a little variation between them because it's just – and if we're going to do the black end, we got to do a black helmet. That's just you got it. You've got to do
that. I agree with that one, man.
So, something else that I was thinking about during the break – sorry, I didn't talk to you much during the break, Stack. You know, do a tribute to the Vol Navy and do a Navy – uniform.
Oh, that'd be dope, dude. Like a navy blue type theme thing. Ooh,
yeah, because that was actually an alternate color, believe it or not, on the palette, like back in the early
2000s.
Yeah. That was an alternate color we had.
You could do like a lot of that summer old thing, too.
A lot of that old retro gear, like, you know, kind of like 80s, 90s stuff, had a lot of blue in it, navy blue in it, too.
Oh, I've got a navy blue shirt that's got the Tennessee script across the
Vol Navy thing would be a way to get, like, the cream involved, though.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, my that's gosh, it. Dude. Do like a sailor's theme type thing, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dog. That
now we're working. They need to hire.
Oh, we're working with fire over here, boy. That's wet. That sounds delicious, dude.
Danny White, if you are listening, I am available after 3 and before 5:30, Monday through Friday.
Very specific time frame. I appreciate
it. Right.
but no, I mean, it's just. Like, the gray and black thing is just it's just a little much for me. Like, especially because it does kind of, like, they were talking about it a little bit on the drive. I don't want, like, our actual, like, orange and white, like, regular uniforms to be, like, the alternate. You know, I don't want it to get to that point.
Right.
I want to get to the point to, like, we're wearing orange and white, like, two games out of the year, three games out of the year. That's just, I'm a little against that.
No, I agree 100%.
No, I'd much rather see the orange on orange way more than the black and gray, or the white on white way more than the black and gray. I 100% I'm behind that. It's just such a staple of Tennessee. You cannot take away, like, staples. You can tweak traditions, but you can't take away.
It's the most unique orange.
Yeah.
It's the most unique orange there is.
It's Tennessee orange, man. I mean, like, it's literally that. There's just nothing like it. I just I like having a couple alternates, you know, just keeping us with everything else in the college landscape, because you can't I don't know how Alabama really gets away with not having
Penn State. I thought the other one, Penn State doesn't ever do anything either. That was another one I was thinking about.
Yeah,
never does
that's true
yeah,
too.
Do
yeah, Michigan State
yeah, like,
tried
even
to
like
do
you
something.
Said, Notre Dame, like the most traditional people in the world have. Like pretty deep. Like they've even done alternates before.
Yeah, it's Under Armour has done a good job with Notre Dame.
I wouldn't say good
really
job.
Have.
I'd say so-so job. I like a couple uniforms out of every six.
As good as Under Armour can do, to be fair.
Fair point. I'll take it. Yeah. Sold.
Like, it's so weird. Like, golf attire, they're great. Probably some of the best you can buy. Casual wear, cool. Anything other than casual wear, like just plain T-shirts and plain shorts, those running shoes are not meant for running.
No.
No, God, no.
They are really. I think they do have the best golf wear, though, there is. I agree with you there. Just your general golf apparel stuff. Well, I just wanted to call in and give you my 2 cents there. It's kind of been the hot topic of the day, so I've finally got a chance that I can call into a show here, so I wanted to call in and chime in.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Valuable 2 cents. Right. Valuable.
We'll see you. Have a good one.
Thank you, Joe. So that might be it. That might be how you incorporate a cream uniform, is to do it with a navy blue
You saying the navy blue. So my next question right before you said that was, what other color could you work into like a uniform besides? Because he was like, he didn't like the repetitiveness of a gray and black. But
you can do the Pat
and
Summit
I,
blue.
I'm the same kind of way. Yeah. And I was thinking, yeah, you could do the navy blue with the Vol Navy. You could have a whole navy fit. That'd be like, not like all navy, but I mean like a Vol Navy fit.
Yeah.
Like you could work in a good, like make it almost look like a sailor's fit type thing, but yeah, not really like, don't go like a overboard gross looking.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
I think if you go full out on the navy blue, you have to do some sort of something with the Vol Navy on the helmet.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I would rather have an all cream fit, but with navy blue accents all around, and then have that be the Vol Navy fit. And then you could do a Pat Summit thing, which have you seen all the, I think, like soccer, volleyball, and
all the lady balls.
All the lady balls had the Pat Summit blue stuff. I think it would be super sick to work that into a uniform somehow. Like, you could honestly throw that into like a black uniform and have that baby, that Pat Summit blue pop. Boy!
Or if you just don't want to be too overboard with it, you could just make the outline of the trim on the, just wear an all orange fit like you did for Ole Miss last year, but put the Pat Summit blue outlines on the numbers, and then also do the Pat Summit blue on the outline of the helmet you did with the black last year.
Oh, that'd be...
I could shake you, Davis. That's a beautiful idea.
Danny White, if you're listening.
Dude, those are really two good ideas that I think would... Like if you want to go like max uniform, like... ideas like those are, that's about as much as you could do with Tennessee. I think
you can't do much more.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know what else could you do possibly. Just think on it for a second,
man. There's not really much you can do. I mean, you can incorporate a cream, you can incorporate a navy, a Pat Summit blue, you can incorporate obviously any variation of gray and black that you want. I don't think you can add any more colors. You can't add a green.
No,
I would.
They've done that for baseball for like St. Patrick's Day.
I would ride in front of the AD's office over a green, dude. We'd do that all over again just to get off the field.
We'd look like Miami.
Yeah, I'd hate myself. I'm trying to think. Navy blue, Pat Summit blue.
That's about it.
I guess that is.
There's not much more you can do.
I guess you could just like, I guess you just tweak uniforms every year like they want to do. I do like the Vol Navy idea, though. That is a really good one.
Stack, who we got on the phone?
Let's bring in my buddy Martin.
Martin, you're up next.
It's Jake.
Martin.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good, buddy.
Me too. I just got to eat some supper.
What'd you eat?
A chicken pot pie.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I do love a good pot pie.
Hey, there ain't nothing better than a KFC pot pie.
And I got news for you.
Oh, what you got?
I heard that Alabama really wanted Freddie in the worst kind of way.
Yep.
And I also heard that they wanted Cade Phillips, and he turned them down because of Rick Barnes and the culture.
Yeah,
he
said
he wanted to play for Coach Barnes.
And that's the case with a lot of these guys. And, I mean, you look at Cade Phillips, you know, they almost, you know, just kind of brushed him off. They didn't contact him for however many months it was, and he felt betrayed by that. And he grew up an Alabama fan. Now he's ready to come up here to Tennessee and, you know, make a shot at the league.
I think he may be able to do it.
He can't. I mean, and we've seen, because Martin, I was actually looking at the all-time recruits that Tennessee's brought in with my friend Billy Stats the other day. And a lot of those names that you saw on that 2019 roster, the team that went to the Sweet 16, a lot of those were 50 and under. Jordan Bone was the only one that wasn't really, and he was at 49. All those other guys were just three stars.
Yes, and
that says a lot about the development under Rick Barnes.
Do you know any other players that Tennessee's recruiting is waiting on?
I don't know of any right now. I know, of course, Toby was supposed to be a part of this upcoming class, but he reclassified. He's going to be a part of this team. As far as anything else right now, I'm not really certain on.
What about the Crosby kid I heard from somewhere?
That's an interesting one. I've not read much into that. Davis, have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about that, Martin. Can look online if you want me to.
Yes, and I'm just glad we got those two kids, because you know what Don DeVoe said years ago?
What's that?
Jake.
What'd he say?
He said, I want the kids that want to play for the University of Tennessee.
That's how you build championship teams, kids that want to be here and want to win
and
for
you
your
know what
team.
Malcolm Mackey told him?
What's that?
Chattanooga. He had done Tennessee and Georgia Tech. He's All-American.
Mm-hmm.
A 6'9", 6'10", power forward out of Chattanooga. He was All-American in high school. And I'll tell you what he done.
What's that?
He got down to Tennessee and Georgia Tech, and he said that was the toughest decision he ever had to make in his life.
Wow.
He went to Georgia Tech.
Uh-huh.
And he played in the NBA for about 10 years and started.
That's a solid career. I think Davis has you some information on the Crosby kid.
Yeah, all right. Martin, Crosby is coming to visit Knoxville in October, it says. He's going to Virginia and Alabama before that. But according to 24/7, they think him and Freddie will be a package deal. So look for him to possibly commit this winter.
What's his first name?
Davin Crosby.
How big is he?
6'5", shooting guard.
All right, I appreciate it, Jake.
Appreciate you, Martin. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two of Overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.